This song is an older song of mine, and it was kind of a trip down memory lane today, and I walked up the lane and went to the Woolworth store here. For those of you who haven't been in there lately, you know everything is 30% off. It's incredible to even consider that come January there will be no more Woolworth stores. And I guess my favorite piece of memorabilia that I have from a Woolworth is this last spring we were playing in Reno, Nevada, and I've gone around the corner to the Woolworths, and it was really hot outside, so I'm sure I was probably, you know, not dressed properly. I probably had a t-shirt on and torn up jeans or something, and probably not much different than what I have on right now. But anyway, I went up to the lunch counter and was going to order a Coke, and the waitress came over to me, and she had this do, you know, that had pencil stuck through it, you know, and it kind of looked like she was bored with that do and the pencils and everything. And I thought that must have been really difficult on her mother. But she kind of winked at me, and she pulled this sheet of paper out from under the counter and slid it across the counter at me and said, "Do you need a job, huh?" And it was a Woolworth's job application. And mind you, Woolworth's job applications are just one page. There's no front and back Tuesday. It's just name, address, phone number, social security number, and experience. So, of course, I didn't turn mine in, but I didn't apply for a job, but I did fill it out and frame it, put it up on the wall. And under experience, I just put, wrote the song, Love at the Fire.